This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
American Airlines briefly grounded flights nationwide this morning due to a technical issue, just as the Christmas travel season kicks into overdrive and winter weather is threatening more potential problems for those planning to fly or drive. The good news? American Airlines flights were cleared to fly by federal regulators after about an hour. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
At the time, the airline and social media replies to frustrated travelers had said, "Our team is currently working to rectify this. Your continued patience is appreciated." Again, American Airlines operations up and running after technical issues grounded all U.S. flights. I'm Julie Walker.
The weather's not cooperating with holiday travelers in many places. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to California.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says,
"The Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of the swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf."
The wharf was under renovation after damage from previous storms. I'm Ben Thomas.
An 18-year-old man allegedly fired shots inside an Indianapolis shopping mall, wounding one person and prompting officers to evacuate holiday shoppers last night, say police. The suspect was arrested a few hours after the Castleton Square Mall shooting. If she was alive today, she'd be 50,000 years old, a baby mammoth. The remains now unveiled to the public by researchers in Russia's Siberia region. This is AP News. Now to markets in a minute, the very latest on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stock indexes are edging higher in the early going on Wall Street, as gains for some big tech stocks make up for weakness elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. Chip company Broadcom was again helping to pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 66 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.7%. American Airlines fell 0.7%. The airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.62%. U.S. markets will close at 1 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday and will stay closed on Wednesday for Christmas. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bethlehem is marking another somber Christmas Eve under the shadow of war in Gaza. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.